Delta residents could find themselves voting in new federal and provincial electoral boundaries. Both South Delta and North Delta are now one federal riding, currently represented by Delta MP Carla Qualtriff, but that could drastically change, and it's not going over well with Delta residents. Proposing also redrawing other boundaries, the Federal Electoral Boundaries Commission is recommending the Delta riding be carved into three, with some areas lumped into Richmond and Surrey. At a commission public hearing in June at the Coast Sawa Sen Inn, more than 100 residents attended, and those who signed up to speak reiterated concerns about Delta losing effective representation in Parliament. At the hearing, Qualtriff told the commission that the community does not need to be unnecessarily fragmented. She warned Delta would lose quality of service, outreach and advocacy tailored for the community, and that Delta's priorities would not be the same as the other cities. Meanwhile, in a separate process, the comment period on proposed changes to BC's provincial electoral districts has wrapped up, changes which include the ridings of Delta North and Delta South. The BC Electoral Boundaries Commission this October released its preliminary report, recommending the creation of six new provincial ridings and changes to the boundaries of many existing electoral districts. The Commission's preliminary report recommends moving the area south of 64th Avenue out of the Delta North, currently held by the NDP's Ravi Kahlon, into Delta South, which is currently held by Liberal MLA Ian Paton.